So this morning we're going to read Act 8 and Act 9 of Lalita Madhava. So I'll go back over the earlier chapters for anyone who has not been here for them. So last two chapters, 6 and 7, we heard how actually all the gopis Narada is telling to Uddhava have actually appeared. They've taken their appearance in Dwarka. And then gradually Krishna has discovered, much to Chandravali's disappointment, has discovered Satyabhama, who is Radharani. And Satyabhama is not interested in any way at first in having anything to do with the king of Dwarka, because she doesn't understand that the king of Dwarka is also the king of Braj. So as all this is taking place, at the end of the last chapter, chapter 7, Chandravali began to understand that Krishna and Satyabhama had actually met, because when she came before Satyabhama with a garland that had been worn by Krishna, she very scrupulously, with the help of her friend Madhavi, who is also very suspicious and very clever, she very scrupulously watched Satyabhama's reactions, and Satyabhama's reactions were tears and trembling, and Satyabhama tried very carefully to conceal the reason for this, but Chandravali was quite clear that there must be something between her husband, Krishna, and Satyabhama. Now, is Maharaj coming? Alright, because I'd like to wait until he comes. So then, in these two chapters, Act 8 and Act 9, we'll hear a continuation of the development of the pastimes that are taking place in Dwarka.
I'm not here.
So you can also, for recollection, remember that Radha in chapter 7 was brought before a beautiful deity of Krishna, and she offered ornaments that she had been given by Rukmini to the deity of Krishna. And then, of course, Krishna, he pretended he was the deity, and he was wearing those ornaments. And so when Chandravali saw him, he was wearing the ornaments. When she saw him, he was wearing the ornaments that she had given herself personally to Satyabhama. This is one little relevant part of the story. So now, chapter 8 enters with Navavrinda. She is walking with her guru, Vishvakarma. And Vishvakarma, yes? So chapter 8, Navavrinda and Vishvakarma enter. Vishvakarma says that Lord Krishna's palace, where the leaders of the demigods are eager to enter, and they beg the doorkeeper with respected folded hands, and where the doorkeeper has them wait at the doorstep, and at the right moment allows Lord Rama and Lord Shiva to enter. This palace, he says, enchants my heart. Then he says to Vrinda, child, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was bewildered into thinking that Satyabhama was a statue. And Satyabhama was herself bewildered into thinking that Krishna was a statue. Their bewilderment was my work. And he smiles. And then he says, but then again, they were not bewildered. They were only overwhelmed by the nectar of their love in separation. Navavrinda says, when the royal counselor Uddhava expertly informed them both about the secret of their actual identities, then both Radha and Krishna became overwhelmed with a desire to meet together and enjoy pastimes. Yearning to meet with Radha, Krishna, whose eyes are like two red lotus flowers, approached Rukmini in the inner rooms of the palace, and after doing many things to please her, he said, "My dear goddess of the three worlds, what would you like? Beloved, command me. With great respect, I will do everything to please you. In this way, please give me the sweetness of your mercy." Vishvakarma said, "And then what happened?" Navavrinda said, "Then understanding the desire of the queen's heart, Madhavi said, 'My lord, what wonderful thing in the entire world is not already present in your palace? Yet one day, from the beak of a swan flying in the sky, a wonderful lotus flower fell here. Princess Rukmini would like many of those lotuses so she could string a garland.'" Vishvakarma says, "Yes, I know about this," he said. "I told Krishna to collect the lotus flowers named Surasugandhika. And accepting this advice from me, he has set out for the Kandava forest." Navavrinda said, "Then Krishna collected those lotus flowers and placed them in the hands of Madhu Mangal, and Madhu Mangal gave them to Madhavi. And now, on the pretext of some other business, Krishna has entered the palace to beg a favor from his queen." Vishvakarma, "Where were you going just now?" Because they had just met. Navavrinda said, "I was coming to see you." Vishvakarma said, "Why were you coming to see me?" Navavrinda said, "Aware of the great fame of your wonderful artistic craftsmanship, Rukmini asked you to create many very beautiful and pleasing garments and ornaments. So wonderful that even in the city of the king of the demigods, no one has ever seen like them before. Has the noble gentleman completed them yet?" Vishvakarma says, "Yes, I have completed them. But not only for Rukmini, I have also made for Satyabhama." Navavrinda says, "Rukmini will be upset." Vishvakarma says, "Don't worry. I said to Queen Rukmini, 'O goddess, because Satyabhama is the sun god's daughter, she is also my granddaughter, and therefore I must make ornaments for her also. So please come with me and I will give you the two boxes of ornaments.'" So Navavrinda goes and she's given two boxes of beautiful ornaments, one for Satyabhama, one for Rukmini. Meanwhile, Krishna has arranged, somehow or another, he's trying to get to see Radha. So he says, "Will one day Radha unexpectedly come here and surprise me?" Then he sees Rukmini standing in the doorway of the jeweled entrance to the palace. Chandravali says to Madhavi, "Madhavi, my noble husband comes. Please bring the garland of Surasugandhika flowers." And as Krishna comes close to Rukmini, he says, "O queen, you are like a beautiful regal swan that wonderfully spreads its wings in the lake of my heart." Chandravali, with deep feeling, says, "O Madhavi, he has spoken so nicely. Why do you smile when you hear his words?" And Madhavi says, "I smile to think of the duck that also stays in the pond of his heart." Krishna says, "Ignorant Madhavi, whose only wealth is a beak that itches for a quarrel, please stop. You cannot change Chandravali's love for me." Madhavi is very suspicious. Then he looks at Chandravali and he says, "O fair complexioned one, my heart is deeply in love with you. I cannot live for a moment without you." Madhavi says, "The princess strung this garland of flowers with her own hand." Chandravali takes the garland and says to Krishna, "Noble husband, may this garland become the wife of your Kustava gem." Krishna says, "O beautiful girl, my broad chest is a palatial home for you. In the palace of my chest, the Kustava jewel resides with your garland as his wife. In truth, he can take no other wife." Krishna then says, "Today I have promised to visit a certain ascetic woman who continually engages in certain meditations on the Supreme Lord. Please, give me permission to visit her today. O girl with the complexion as fair as kumkum, please allow me to keep my promise to her." Chandravali says, "As it pleases my noble husband." And Krishna says, "The obstacle is broken. Now I will go to Nava Vrindavan." And he exits. So Vrinda is there also in Nava Vrindavan. She brings the two boxes. Actually, before this, Nava Vrinda enters just before Krishna leaves with the two boxes of ornaments and says, "My queen, here are two boxes of ornaments. The first one is for the queen. It bears this special mark. And the second one is for Satyabhama." And Madhavi says, aside to herself, "He must have made better ornaments for his granddaughter. I will switch the boxes and decorate Princess Rukmini with the ornaments of the second box." So openly she says, "Oh, Nava Vrinda, give me both boxes and I will have the second box sent to Satyabhama." So the two boxes are given to Madhavi. And Chandravali says, "I will now go to bathe in the palace lake." So she leaves and they both leave. Then Krishna and Nava Vrinda, they walking in Nava Vrindavan. And Nava Vrinda says, "This is a very good time for me to have springtime." So she is actually calling the seasons to appear. Then she actually sees that all the seasons appear at the same time because they want to serve Radha and Krishna. Then she sees Radha and Krishna entering the forest. And Krishna says, "I was searching for some sign of you and now I have found you yourself." And Radha is crying so much that she cannot even see Krishna and her voice is choked up so she cannot even speak. Then Radha says, "Nava Vrinda, I am definitely dreaming. And now I plunge into an ocean of happiness. But when I awake, will I not again weep with an open throat?" Nava Vrinda says to Radha, "You have just awakened from a terrible nightmare. This forest of Nava Vrindavan seems to be calling you." Krishna says, "Well done. All the seasons are blooming together." Radha says, "Where is my Vishakha?" When she hears all the seasons, somehow one of the Sanskrit words in the verse that Krishna says to her includes the word Vishakha. So she remembers Vishakha and says, "Where is my Vishakha?" And Krishna says to himself, "I will tell her the wonderful news." He says, "When I went to the Kandava forest to get the Surasugandhika flowers, I went deep into the forest. And then suddenly I saw two birds and they were talking to each other. An eagle had captured them. And one bird was lamenting and saying, 'Alas, alas, I will never again be able to taste the lotus roots that have been offered in Radha's sacrifice.' And the other bird was saying, 'Alas, I will never be able to taste the pomegranate seeds that have been offered in Radha's sacrifice.' And I became very fascinated. I walked closer and I saw an old lady coming out of the water. And I said to this lady, 'Who are you?' And the lady said, This lake was created for a sacrifice. And the garden surrounding this lake, full of fruit, was also created for the same thing. Then she said, I'm a Pulindi, an old Pulindi lady, and I protect these places. A girl lives here who performs very severe austerities. First, she performed austerities and took a vow to remain underwater. And now she has begun a second vow to live in the forest. Her vow is called Radha Abhista Sadhana, or the vow to attain the desire to meet Radha. Then Krishna became very interested to meet this extraordinary girl, and he said, I found the girl. She was engaged in austerities. Her body was covered in dust. She was dressed in tree bark, and her hair was completely matted. And when I saw her and she saw me, she began to cry very, very loudly. Who are you? I said. And she said, I am your unfortunate maidservant, Vishakha. Hearing this, Radha began to cry. And Krishna cried streams of hot tears. He said, when I saw her, tears came from my eyes. I stood for a moment, and then I told her of your arrival, and I brought her back to Dwarka. Radha says, please let me see her immediately. And Navavrindavan says, Vishakha told me. She said, my father, her father is the sun god. My father said that as long as Radha was separated from the Shaimantaka jewel, I would not be allowed to see her. And that is why I entered deep into the water of this stream. Radha remembers and says, it is true. I was told by Sangya. Sangya is the wife of the sun god. She told me that when the Shaimantaka jewel is placed in my hand, all my desires will be fulfilled. Then Radha and Vrinda begin to wander, and Krishna begin to wander in the Vrindavan forest. They talk to the trees. They see a cave at Nandishwar Hill. And then they see Radha's doe, her pet doe, Rangini. Then they see a large stone that they used to sit upon. And they also see Govardhan Hill and peacocks dancing. And one peacock drops their tail feather, intended as an ear ornament for Radha. Then they walk through the slopes and the trees of Govardhan towards the Jamuna River. And as they walk along the shore of the Jamuna and appreciate the beauty, they appreciate the beauty of the lotus flowers. Then Vrinda notices something. She says, by rubbing against Radha's necklace, the Sura Sugandhika garland has fallen from Krishna's chest. And look, a swan just picked it up in her beak and flew away. And Krishna says, she has flown to the pond inside the palace. Then Krishna tells Radha that when he was with Sandipani Muni, he learned how to make beautiful crowns out of flowers. And he decides to pick Malati flowers and other flowers to make a crown more beautiful than any crown that was ever made. And as he is picking the flowers, he sees a jeweled wall like a mirror. And he says, what is this on the jeweled wall that enchants my heart with its sweetness? And he looks again and he says, I have become reflected there. Then there is a very famous verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna Das Kaviraj quotes, where Krishna says, who manifests an abundance of sweetness greater than mine, which has never been experienced before, and which causes wonder to all? Alas, I myself, my mind bewildered upon seeing this beauty, impulsively desire to enjoy this beauty just as Srimati Radharani. Then Krishna begins to pick the Malati flowers. And meanwhile, Chandravali has entered the forest carrying the garland of Sura Sugandhika flowers in her hand. And Malati suggests that this garland carries the fragrance of a meeting of Krishna with Satyabhama. So they're very suspicious. And then Madhavi looks down and says to Chandravali, looks at herself and says to Madhavi, "Madhavi, why am I all decorated and look like Satyabhama? Why am I wearing Satyabhama's audience or ornaments?" And Madhavi says, lying, "Princess, I must have made a mistake." So Chandravali then, she's looking ahead and she says, "There is my noble husband. He is not very far away. He's picking flowers." So Madhavi says, "That is not your husband ahead. That is the reflection of him on the wall of sapphires." Then Chandravali says, "This reflection is so wonderful." And then she walks further ahead and she says, "Now I see my noble husband picking flowers. I will approach him alone." And remember how she's dressed. So Krishna looks up and he sees beautiful Rukmini standing there and he says, "Oh, why has Radha, the queen of my life, come here?" And then he goes towards her and he says, "Oh, my beloved, why have you come here from so far away?" He glances at her and he says, "Oh, girl with restless eyes like two restless Kanjan birds, please have no doubt in your heart. I vow before all my elders that I speak to you the truth. You alone are my beloved. You alone are the medicinal herb that sustains my life." And Chandravali happily says to herself, "By remaining silent, I will observe his real feelings." Navavrinda, who's staying among the vines, is watching this and she says, "Alas, why has Queen Rukmini come here disguised in Radha's garments and ornaments? He thinks it is Radha." Then she says, "I will send him a message in verse with this parrot, and then he will no longer make that mistake." So she writes on a kataki leaf and tosses the leaf behind the scenes. Then she looks again and becomes jubilant and she says, "Fortunately, the parrot dropped the leaf letter into Krishna's hand and he is now looking at it. Let me hide." So she moves back and Krishna looks at the petal letter and reads it to himself. It says, "O king of bumblebees, please know that what you mistakenly think is a garland of new Kanikara flowers is actually a garland of Kairava buds, just beginning to blossom and anointed with kumkum paste." And Krishna immediately understands. He glances again at Chandravali and he says to himself, "Well done, Navavrinda, well done. At the perfect time, you have rendered the perfect service. No one has served me as well as this ever before." And then he openly stands there for a moment and he says, "O Queen, why are you so indifferent? Why do you not splash me with the waves of mercy from your heart?" Then he gazes at her very respectfully and says, "With the opulence of your coolness and sweet fragrance, you eclipse both Chandras, the moon and camphor. O Chandravali, please use your opulence to make me happy." Madhavi, standing behind the vines, she thinks, "The garments and ornaments fashioned by Vishvakarma have brought the sweetness of her good fortune." So she's watching. Now Krishna's very clever. He says, "Oh, my beloved, please come and embrace me. But then all of a sudden, he jumps back in horror and fear. And he says, how horrible! My goodness, by mistake, I'm committing a terrible offense. This is not my queen. This is another girl. He says, yes, I know this must be the granddaughter of Vishvakarma. Today he pointed her out to me from far away. Chandravali is watching, he says. This is a calamity created by that swan. He says this to himself. Then openly he says, how has this girl obtained the Surasugandhika garland that I lost at the Jamuna? Now I will go inside the palace and tell the story to my queen. Now even the slightest bud of the fraction of a stain of offense will no longer even glance at me from the corner of her eyes. And he turns to leave. And Madhavi says, princess, what does this all mean? Chandravali says, these are the symptoms of a great flood of intense, spontaneous, sincere love. Madhavi, this lover is very cunning. It is very difficult to understand what he is doing. Let us go and see Satyabhama. So Chandravali comes to Satyabhama and glances at her and says, the symptoms of a great calamity that were formerly present in this girl have disappeared. Her face bears witness to the happiness hidden in her heart. Her glittering eyes move to and fro. This girl shows all the symptoms of having attained the great treasure that is the association of Krishna. Radha looks ahead and says, why has this envious swan come? And Chandravali smiles at Radha. And Radha says, my queen, what purpose do you serve by scolding this tormented person? Madhavi says, plunged into the turbulent nectar waves of the celestial river of this girl's beauty, the elephant that is the supreme lord cannot remember even his own self. So how can he remember this placid little lake, which is Princess Rukmini? Chandravali smiles and says with irony, O greedy friend, to Radha, why, without telling me, have you devoted yourself to so many harsh austerities? And Radha says, O queen, this person has taken shelter of you, but instead of protecting her, you are simply mocking her. For a superior, is this right? Then she says, I am simply a weak girl dependent on others. My relatives have placed me in your house. The master of your house is a restless person who likes to destroy the chastity of young girls. I will certainly not survive in this place. So, queen, please give me the boat of your mercy so that I can cross beyond this danger. And Chandravali says she speaks the truth. And then she says openly to her, what do you wish? And Radha says, O queen, until I have completed my vow of austerity with the Shaimantaka jewel, please protect me. Chandravali says, friend, have faith, because I always keep Madhavi by my side. Krishna will never be able to cheat you or me with his clever tricks. Madhavi says to Radha, I will send you the box of ornaments Vishvakarma intended for you. And Chandravali then says, please go to the pavilion of Madhavi vines. And Radha exits. And then she says, and I will go with Madhavi into the palace. And she also leaves. Now we're going to continue into Act 9. So the Act 9 begins with Navavrinda conversing with the goddess of autumn, Sharat, who tells her that Krishna... Act 9 begins with, it's evening, and Navavrinda is conversing with the goddess of autumn, who tells her that Krishna has ordered Vishvakarma to construct 16,100 palaces on the Mount Raivata. And then she explains that Krishna has also rescued 16,100 girls. And she also tells Navavrinda tells Sharat that the four other girls who were missing have also been recovered. Then Vrinda asks Sharat to decorate the forest of Vrindavan with the beauty of spring, because Radha and Krishna are just about to come. And the goddess asks Vrinda how Krishna got Rukmini to allow him to come. And Navavrinda tells her the story, how he approached Chandravali and then asked if he could visit Lord Brahma in Satyaloka, and she gave him her permission. Then Sharat, seeing a young girl named Sukanti coming from Madhavi with that box of ornaments for Radha, becomes worried that this girl Sukanti may see that Krishna did not go to Brahmaloka to see Lord Brahma, but he has come directly here to the forest of Vrindavan. But Navavrinda assures her that Sukanti is a maidservant also of Radha, and she is trustworthy. Then Radha and Krishna enter, talking happily together. And they notice that the moon is now rising. Sukanti enters where they are walking, and she sees them. And she becomes happy to see them together and decides that she'll hide in the vines and watch them. So she hides, carrying the box of ornaments, she hides in the vines. So Radha and Krishna are walking in the moonlight towards a crystal palace decorated with rubies, when suddenly a voice announces, the voice says, "Intelligent Madhavi has just entered the Vrindavan forest." Now Madhavi, as we know, is Chandravali's very suspicious friend. So Krishna says, "Oh no, Princess Rukmini is coming. Quickly, she's coming with Madhavi. It is best that we all run from here." And so Vrinda runs one way, Krishna runs one way, and Radha runs another way. And when they have all run, and there is no one there, the voice continues and says, "This spring season," because Madhavi also means spring, and the goddess of autumn was asked to bring the beauty of spring. So the voice continues and says, "This spring season has provided many bunches of beautiful flowers to decorate Krishna, who is the supreme decoration of the entire world." Now Sukanti is hiding in the bushes, and she sees what just happened. And she's watching and understands that what happened was, there is a regal Kammarupa parrot that Madhumangal likes to carry around with him. And sometimes this parrot will do something that will be very disturbing to a pastime such as this. So she understands that it was the parrot on Madhumangal's hand who caused this confusion and caused Satyabhama, out of fear, to run inside a cave. So Sukanti sees this and she decides that she will follow her. So she also enters into the cave. Meanwhile, Radha hears her coming and thinks it is Madhavi, and she's very afraid. But the girl very much assures her that she is not Madhavi, she is her maidservant. Then Sukanti notices that Radha's dress is all wet, and she asks her, "How is it that your cloth has become wet?" And Radha explains that while I was coming here, I fell into some water. I thought it was land, but it was water, and I fell. So then Sukanti says, "Then look, I have this." And she shows her the box of ornaments. She says, "Please, put on this fresh dress and ornaments that has been given by Madhavi." So then Radha sees on the walls, the stone walls, just like we have here, the stone walls of the cave have pictures of pastimes. And she asks Sukanti if she can find something, some method, to bring some light so she can actually see these beautiful pictures that are on the inside of the cave. Sukanti is the girl who was asked by Madhavi to bring the box of ornaments to Navavrinda and give it to Radha. So now she's there in the cave with Radha. So she asks the girl, please can you find some way that I can see the beautiful paintings on the inside of the cave? And so Sukanti says she will try to find a method. And so she goes. Sukanti leaves Radha alone in the cave, and Radha quickly changes her dress into the new clothes. So Radha is in the cave, and Sukanti goes out. And when she comes out of the cave, she finds Krishna wandering here and there looking for Radha. And he has understood what took place. And he's also annoyed with the troublemaking parrot for creating this confusion. So he asks the parrots and the deer and everyone else in anxiety, where has Radha gone? Where is she now? He's looking here and there for her. Then Sukanti approaches, but she's a little playful and she decides she has a plan to tease Krishna a little bit. So Sukanti comes in and of course she's actually Rukmini's maidservant, but she's loyal to Radha. So she says to Krishna that she has seen Radha and Krishna together and she's going to tell Rukmini. So Krishna understands she's Rukmini's maidservant, so he becomes a little anxious. So he starts trying to bribe her. He says to her, I will offer you a boon if you don't say anything. I'll give you a very sweet voice. You'll have the most beautiful voice you can sing. She says, my name is Sukanti. Su means beautiful and Kanti means throat. So I already have a beautiful voice. I don't need a beautiful voice. And then he asks her, then tell me what you want. Anything you want, I will give you. Don't ask Rukmini. Don't tell Rukmini, please. And Sukanti says, I have one request from you. And he says, what is that? And she says, I would like you to come with me because there is a beautiful girl in this cave and she needs somebody to illuminate the pictures on the walls of the cave with their Kustaba jewel. So Krishna is very happy to do this. But then, as he enters the cave, because remember, she's Rukmini's servant, he sees Radha dressed in Rukmini's clothes. Madhavi has done this. So when Krishna sees and thinks it's Rukmini, he thinks, she was just cheating me. She's brought me in here to this cave, but actually Rukmini is here. So then he says, he sees Radha and Krishna sees her. He thinks it's Rukmini and he says, how has Rukmini come here? And when he says, how has Rukmini come here? Radha thinks Rukmini has come. So hearing Rukmini's name, Radha runs away and she hides. And now Sukanti understands what has just taken place. And she tells Radha, she runs off and tells Radha that actually he thinks that you're Rukmini. So then Radha says to Sukanta, tease Madhu Mangal. So Sukanti comes out from where Radha is hiding and says to Madhu Mangal, I just spoke with Princess Rukmini and she told me she's very angry with you and she wants to put you in prison. And Madhu Mangal becomes very frightened. And then he says, he becomes very disturbed and he criticizes her for bringing them into the cave and so many things. And Krishna says it's very unlikely that Rukmini would become this angry. But sometimes even a gentle person can become angry. But then Sukanti decides to tell Krishna the whole thing. And when she tells him everything, at first he doesn't believe her. but he thinks he should go and pacify Rukmini because he doesn't trust her. But when he goes to pacify Rukmini, he finds that actually it is Radha. And then he's very happy. And they all begin to look at the pictures on the walls of the cave. So on the cave walls, Krishna sees all of his Vrindavan pastimes. And he looks at them with Radha, one after another. He looks at so many, he comes right up to the journey of Akrura to Mathura. And then they do not want to look at that particular scene. But then after the journey of Krishna to Mathura, there is also one picture of Krishna killing Kamsa. And when Rukmini sees the picture of Kamsa being killed, she becomes very happy to see that picture. So after they spend much time together looking at these beautiful pictures, then Krishna sees, he can see that the early stage of the night has ended, now it is late at night. And so he tells her that they should go now to the bank of the Jamuna. So Krishna is walking with her to the Jamuna and he says, "Nearby here is that pedestal, do you remember, where the statue, my statue stood, and nearby there is a beautiful cottage." So they're walking along. And Krishna is looking at the Yamuna and he says, "Reflected in the water of the Yamuna, in the shore paved with rubies, and in the Kustava jewel, is your face. O moon-faced girl, your face has made a host of moons suddenly appear in this forest." Now a host of moons, if you look at the Sanskrit, is called Chandravali. So just as Krishna makes this comment to Radha, who should enter but Chandravali, accompanied by Madhavi. And Chandravali says, "Madhavi, I am overwhelmed by the suffering of being separated from Krishna," because remember, he's gone to see Lord Brahma in Satyaloka. "Now I have entered the Vrindavan forest because all I can do to relieve my separation is go and have a look at that beautiful statue made of sapphires." So she's coming to exactly the same place. Madhavi says, "I have heard that although Krishna began his journey at a very auspicious moment, he has still not left for Brahmaloka." I think he is somewhere in this place. So Chandravali says, "You speak the truth. His fragrance is here. He must be here." Now Krishna approaches the entrance of the forest grove and he says to Radha, "Please come quickly. We will take some rest." Navavrinda is watching and says, "Why has Radha suddenly become very angry and bowed her head and hidden herself behind a mango tree?" Remember, she's dressed as Rukmini, hiding behind the mango tree. Chandravali is looking here and there and she says, "Oh look, I can see my noble husband. He's standing over there near the forest cottage." Krishna is calling out, "In this garden, I will now enjoy pastimes without any fear, because Queen Rukmini, the daughter of King Vidharbha, is far away in Dwarka city." Chandravali, she can't hear very clearly. She can't exactly hear, but she says, "Madhavi, he must have seen me, because he said, Queen Rukmini, the daughter of the King of Vidharbha." But she doesn't hear the rest. Madhavi says, Madhavi is very clever, she says, "You're hiding in the vines, so how could he see you? He yearns to be with you perhaps, and at this moment he is gazing at you in a meditative trance. But why don't you slip up to him unobserved and surprise him and give him some happiness?" So Krishna is waiting for Radha to reappear from behind the mango tree. Chandravali approaches Krishna and gazes at him from from the corner of her eyes, and then she stands before him. Now Krishna sees her, and with joy and wonder he says, "You hid behind the mango tree. Now how have you come from behind the roots of the tamal tree?" Chandravali sees Navavrinda and becomes very frightened. Navavrinda tries to do her task again, and she says, "My lord, Queen Rukmini is now standing before you." Now, one of the words in her message can be interpreted both ways. And it could be understood that she said, "My lord, this is Radha pretending to be Queen Rukmini." Now, she means the first thing, but Krishna this time makes a mistake, and he takes it that she means the second thing, the second message. So Krishna says, "Navavrinda, not only is she dressed just like her, but she is also grave and silent, just as she is." Chandravali says, "These words make me very suspicious." Then Krishna looks at Navavrinda with a smile, and he walks towards Chandravali and says, "To me, why does Satyabhama..." The words only are half spoken, and Navavrinda closes her eyes. Chandravali, in a low whisper, says, "Now I know the depth of his love." Krishna looks at her and then says to himself, "This is actually Rukmini. It is. Now I will have to try to cover what I just said." Now he's going to become so clever. This is Lalita Madhava, very clever. He says openly, "Oh, why has the chaste and gentle-hearted Queen Rukmini become displeased with me? Unaware of the reason, my heart is becoming filled with pain." Chandravali says, "Madhavi, where are you?" Madhavi marches in and says, "Here I am." Krishna now becomes frightened. He says, "Oh, young mango tree, please spread out your body very wide so Rukmini will not see the beautiful girl that is hiding behind you." Madhavi says, "Princess, please look at your double standing at the root of this mango tree." Chandravali looks at her with crooked eyes and says, "You are right." Then she bows her head in embarrassment. Krishna says quietly to himself, "My dear friend, the mango tree did not help." "So be it," says he. "I will enlist deception into my cause." So then he openly says to Chandravali, who now is very, very, very displeased, he says, "Please lift your face so I can see your beautiful dancing eyes. When I see you are wilting before me like this, I become racked with pain, for you are more dear to me than my own life." Madhavi says, "My lord, you should know it is not proper for you to speak to this girl with these soft, kind words. After all, she is not Satyabhama." Now, there's two meanings to this. One is that you should not speak to this girl with soft, kind words. After all, this girl is not Satyabhama. And the other meaning is, after all, this girl is not real. So Krishna chooses to take the second meaning. He says, "Thank you, Madhavi. Thank you very much. You have now dispelled all the fear in my heart, because I can understand that this Queen Rukmini is not real. She is merely an illusion created by Navavrinda. The girl, the real Rukmini, is seated over here at the root of the mango tree." So he very carefully and respectfully and reverentially he approaches the mango tree and he speaks the following words of consolation. he says, washed by the flood of the nectar of kindness in your heart, you have left the palace and come here of your own accord. O Princess Rukmini, O daughter of the King of Kundina, why have you suddenly, for no reason, become so angry at me? He's speaking to Satyabhama. Navavrinda says, my lord, Queen Rukmini is standing by Madhavi's side. Krishna says, Navavrinda, then this girl beneath the mango tree, then she must be the illusion. Navavrinda says, she is not an illusion. She is a friend of Rukmini. Her name is Satyabhama. Then Krishna says, how great is the flooding stream of Rukmini's kindness. She is so kind to give me her friend, to give me her friend. She is so kind to give her friend the nectar of possessing a form exactly like her own. I am completely bewildered to see her kindness. Radha is feeling very uncomfortable. She says quietly to herself, my only recourse now is to leave. And accompanied by Navavrinda, they both exit. Then Chandravali, with a very sarcastic smile, she points out to Madhava different aspects of his dress and demeanor that indicate that perhaps he has been with Radha. And Krishna says, please do not be suspicious. This is all just... And he tries to cover himself. And Chandravali says, my lord, I have carefully studied this subject since early childhood. So why do you take so much trouble to teach me? Madhavi says, princess, the time for worshipping the demigods is now passing. We must go. So please ask the king of Dwarka to please forgive us for leaving so soon. Krishna says, Madhavi, you are strange. Although your heart is certainly free of guile, your actions are not at all like those of a respectable girl. Then he folds his hands in prayer and he looks at Chandravali and he says, O queen more dear to me than my own life, please be kind. The darkness of Rahu cannot touch the moon, so how can the darkness of anger touch you? And Madhavi says, what is the need of speaking so many nice words? After all, this girl is not Satyabhama. Krishna says, you speak the truth. Now he takes this in a different way. Satyabhama means angry by nature. So he says, you speak the truth. Queen Rukmini is not an angry person. Chandravali says, my lord, seeing your reluctance makes me sad at heart. Please become happy. You may now enjoy your pastimes without any fear. I am going into the inner rooms of the palace. And she turns and she is very angry and she leaves. Krishna says, Queen Rukmini has gone to the palace. Let me also go. And following Rukmini, Krishna exits. But as he's exiting, he is reflecting to himself that this beautiful girl that was standing behind the mango tree, looking very, very frightened when Rukmini entered, this beautiful girl has now entered his heart. And then he leaves and everyone exits. So this is chapter 8 and chapter 9 of Sri Lalita Madhava by Srila Rupa Goswami. Thank you.